where it came in, and Steen has you with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Ben Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
I mean, it made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Now Milton.
It's a monster.
Storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Still a Category 5. It just strengthened again.
And it's not over.
Here we go again.
Keeping you on top of every storm.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
We appreciate the storm information.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
8:46. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Milton, the cleanup, the aftermath, and more details as some folks are digging themselves out. Joining us right now, though, Senator Rick Scott on the line. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Great. How are you doing? Yeah, we got to do everything we can to keep everybody safe. You know, this is a massive storm. We had storm surge, we had rain, we have flooding, we have wind, we have tornadoes. What's massive about this is the loss of life out of with these tornadoes, which is horrible. So I want everybody to stay safe. We're doing the search and rescue teams are going in to make sure everybody's safe. I know our sheriffs, our police departments, our fire and rescue have saved people all night. But now we got to get in there and make sure everybody's safe. And you've got to do your part. Don't touch down power lines. Don't drive in standing water. Watch out for down trees. Watch out for trees that might fall. We are saturated right now. Don't use a generator the wrong way. If you don't know how to use it, don't use it. Don't use a power saw if you don't know how to use one. So don't lose your life after you survive this storm.
I sacrifice for the good of all. This morning on my way to work, Senator, I stopped on what is a major thoroughfare to get into Gainesville from Clay County, and I stopped and I had my chainsaw with me, and I took a very large tree that was blocking the roadway because people were not going to see it. It was pitch black out there, and so I know you don't recommend that, but I was very safe, very efficient, very quick on it, and hopefully I saved some people, from getting into a wreck there. But I also want to say that in general, in our listening area, Alachua County and some of the surrounding counties, we did very well. Marion County got hit a little bit harder. I also wanted to know what the status was, say, around Naples, Collier County, where you call home.
Well, I don't know. We had to evacuate. I know we've got 30% of the counties without power. Lee County got hit way worse. I don't know how my house is now, so we'll find out and hopefully in a little while. So if we can go back, we all have to listen to law enforcement and tell us when we can go back. But what really got screamed was where these tornadoes killed these people in St. Lucie County, the storm surge up in Manatee and Sarasota, and then we got this massive flooding in places like Orlando. So. I just hope everybody, my biggest concern is stay alive. We can rebuild everything. Just stay alive.
You know, when you were governor, I saw things change for the better when it came to emergency response. And if I'm being fair, I have to say that, Governor DeSantis kind of took that ball and ran it even further. And I would say we have some of the best emergency response of any state in the union. Now, if we could get a President Trump, if we have somebody representing like you in the Senate, and maybe there's a role also for, Governor DeSantis for like a Homeland Security thing or whatever, because don't you think we need to replicate the kind of things we do here in Florida, replicate that on the federal level, like with FEMA?
I think what happened in Florida, starting with Andrew back in 92, we really upped our game. With regard to emergency response. I think we got the best in the country. We've got a great National Guard. We've got great county emergency management teams, state emergency management teams, and everybody coordinates their efforts and works really well together. We need to do the same thing with the federal government. Now, the federal government is generally a payer. They don't, like FEMA doesn't have emergency response teams and things like that. They're generally a payer. What we've got to do at the federal level is make sure they have all the resources they need. And the president makes a quick decision, Homeland Security, they make quick decisions to help us. So I'm talking to FEMA every day. I've been working with SBA. I talked to the president on Friday when I met with him up at Keaton Beach to say we got to have a block grant for our farmers from the Department of Agriculture, which Vilsack, the Secretary of Ag, won't do. It doesn't make any sense. He can, just has not decided to do it. We got to get the money out faster. We got to make sure people sign up. FEMA, you got to sign up through FEMA for the federal support. So FEMA needs to get out there, get in the field quickly, so make sure people can sign up. I know everybody that signed up under Debbie or Helene has already signed up, is my understanding, for this storm, but there'll be more people impacted. So you've got to register through FEMA. I will make sure I can help you. We've got 9 offices in the state. We're open. We're going to be working to make sure you get all the federal resources they need, and we make sure the federal government is funded to provide the resources.
And to address that issue, wasn't there just an allotment set aside for FEMA recently at the federal level?
All they did was, in the continuing resolution, they didn't add more resources. They allowed them to spend the resources up. But as Secretary Mayorkas said, FEMA is running out of money. Hopefully, I will do everything I can. I know everybody I've talked to in Congress will do everything you can to make sure FEMA is fully funded. The SBA does not have the money to do the loan program right now, but I'm going to work hard to make sure they have that money to do. They do loans to rebuild your house and rebuild your business. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that happens also.
Senator, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for connecting with us and sharing excellent information. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.